Hello, I'm Gary Aide, and we're stacking the NBA with a matchup preview of the Brooklyn Nets and the Miami Heat. Brooklyn comes in with a record of 39-34 on the year, while Miami is 40-34. Over their last 10, Brooklyn's 4-6 have lost 5 in a row, while Miami over that span 7-3 have won 2 straight. Here are the numbers. Brooklyn averaging 113.3 per game and surrendering 112.9, while Miami is scoring 109.3 per contest and surrendering 109.7. Turnovers 12.9 per game by the Heat, 13.1 by the Nets. Brooklyn is 49% from the field, while Miami shoots 45.6%. Miami, 33.8% from long range, 38.1% from deep by the Nets. Brooklyn, 79.8% from the free throw line. Miami, 83.2%. And lastly, bench scoring, 34.9 points per game from Brooklyn's bench, 28.2 from the second squad of the Heat. This is the third time this year these two teams are playing. The Nets won the first two games. They are the road team in this one. Cody Zeller out for the hometown Heat. And Ben Simmons with that nerve impingement in his back is out indefinitely for Brooklyn. As for a prediction in this one, I think the Nets bounce back after a tough last-second loss to the Cavs. They were playing pretty well in that game. That was a good game. They lost at the buzzer, basically. I think they'll find a way to win. I don't really like this Miami team all that much. I think the Nets score enough points to get it done, and I got Brooklyn. And that'll do it for our on-court look of Brooklyn and Miami. Coming up, we'll dive into the betting lines of this one as we continue stacking the NBA.
I'm Hunter Wolgan. It is time to stack the NBA with a betting preview between the Brooklyn Nets and the Miami Heat. The lines open up with the Heat being favored at 5.5, and that's where it remains now. It might fluctuate a little bit as we get closer to tip-off, but it is the Heat favored by 5.5, and the over-under in this game is at 221.5. Now, the Nets coming in, the new-look Nets, obviously. It's been a couple of weeks, so I don't even know if we should call them the new-look Nets anymore. 39-34 in the season, 37-34-2 against the spread. 33 overs, 39 unders, 1 push. They're 20-18 on the road this season, and the Nets have lost 5 in a row, 1-4 against the spread in that time with 2 overs, but they did blow a heartbreaking game to the Cavaliers. It looked like that game was out of reach. And then next thing you know, the Nets decided, hey, let's not play defense for the final minute. And then, of course, the Cavaliers hit that dagger three with 0.7 seconds left. And Joe Harris said it after the game. This is a gut punch. We thought we had this game won. We should have won. Well, you didn't win. And this is the problem. Like, you're still getting good games out of guys like Mikal Bridges, Claxton, Joe Harris. Like, they're still playing well, but obviously, when you don't have the superstar like Kevin Durant to kind of hide a lot of the boo-boos, they're going to show up. But the Nets 5-1 in their last 6 road games against the spread. So against the spread on the road, they're still playing pretty well. I mean, they're playing teams tough. It's just, they're just great at covering. They're giving such big numbers to cover on the road, and they're doing it. Now, the Heat coming in, 40-34 on the year, 28-44-2 against the spread, 35 overs, 39 unders, 25-13 at home this season. The Heat, they won 4 of their last 5 games, 3-2 against the spread, 3 overs. They're coming off a win against the Knicks, 127-120. Jimmy Butler went absolutely crazy in that game. This is more of the Heat we expected to see this season, because the biggest problem with the Heat this year is that they've just been inconsistent, and they're finally coming around to that consistency at the right time. They're getting ready for the playoffs. They're pushing further and further away from that play-in tournament, and that's where they need to be. They need to be able just to get a secure playoff spot. And also, it's important to know a couple things important to know. One, the Heat, 4 straight home overs, and also Seth Curry is going to be out of this game for the Nets. He's away from the team for personal reasons. So I'm going to take the Heat laying the 5.5 at home, and I'm going to take the over. Both these teams have been hitting the overs as of late. For more NFL, NBA, and NHL game and betting previews head to the Sports Betting Stack. I'm Hunter Wolgan with a stack in the NBA betting preview between the Brooklyn Nets and the Miami Heat.